Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a pot of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. That's music. Is on behalf of our good friend Zoltan Ach, who's on the road again. He's in Lyon, France, at the Global Entrepreneurship Expo. I'm not sure I said that correctly, but he'll straighten me out on that in just a minute. And my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you, and it's all free. All you got to do is show up and come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there on any topic under the small business sun. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the poll question. Every week we ask you a different question right there on the homepage. And when you click on your answer, you will be able to see how the project, how the poll is going so far. Zoltan Ach, A-C-S is how you spell his last name. Zoltan Ach is with us. He's a professor of entrepreneurship at George Mason University. He's the energy and the brains behind the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index. That, let me give you the website, folks, because I want you to go be able to look for this. It's called thejedi.org, thejedi.org. Check that out. Zoltan, you're in Lyon, France at this World Entrepreneurship event. Tell us what's you're launching your Jedi, your brand new Jedi, the index at the event this week, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I just actually finished about 10 minutes ago presenting the index to 800 people from all over the world.
All right.
Right here at Ian Lyon Business School.
How was it received?
Well, my wife said it was great. I think it was received very well.
Yeah.
You know, I compared the entrepreneur to a superhero.
Yeah.
And basically argued that Jedi or the Jedi warrior is a great superhero. And the way the Jedi warrior made the universe safe in those
Star
movies,
Wars. Star Wars, yeah.
In Star Wars,
yeah.
It's the same way the entrepreneur is going to have to make the world both safer and prosperous on our planet over the next 25, 30 years.
And so, and like a young Jedi that hasn't found his way yet, they have the Force in them. They just have to find a way to let it be with them, don't they?
Exactly right. And we got to get it into young people and get them to all be entrepreneurs in all these countries and doing positive things, so that nobody goes over to the dark side.
You know, well said, Zoltan. You know, Zoltan, in 1998, the year, the first full year I was doing my radio show, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, that the 20th century was the end century of the major corporation, but that the big news, the excitement, the driving force behind the 21st century would be the entrepreneur. And that's coming to pass, isn't it, Zoltan?
Well, you know, Jim, in the 20th century, most people worked for a large company where if you were an entrepreneur, they fired you.
Exactly.
Because things up.
And if you were a small business owner, you were like a backwater mom and pop company.
Yeah. And as the world has become more educated, nobody wants to work in that cog in the wheel, and so the entrepreneurial opportunities are just flourishing, and people just love this because they can express their creative side
right.
and make a difference to the world.
Right, absolutely. And so,
you know,
go ahead.
The logo or the official byline of the World Entrepreneurship Forum is the entrepreneurship as the creator of wealth and the creator of social justice. So, like, they have both sides of this coin. Entrepreneurs create wealth through innovation and creativity, and they're also interested in making their world and their communities a better place.
Well, one of the things about this, Zoltan, is you can't have entrepreneurship without liberty.
Yes.
You can't have entrepreneurship without liberty. In America, we have liberty, therefore we have entrepreneurship. Other countries, liberty is not this entrenched the same way as it is here. And the more people in those countries think about entrepreneurship, the more they'll think about the desire for liberty. What do you think? And not only the desire for liberty, but the divine right to be free.
And, you know, I interpret liberty, and I think this is the correct way to do it. It's basically freedom and responsibility.
Right.
Like, those two go together, and one without the other doesn't do you a whole lot of good.
Right. And responsibility, by responsibility, you mean individual responsibility.
Absolutely.
And the more you have an individual being expected to be responsible, the less you have the government influencing how things go.
Yes, yes. And responsibility, right, then comes back to having an educated population,
right,
that can make responsible decisions because they know the difference between right and wrong and good and bad and evil.
What's one of the big things that you found in the index that surprised you?
Well, here's the most interesting thing I think I found in the index, that the most entrepreneurial country in the world is, drum roll.
Yeah.
Denmark.
Wow. Well, you know why, don't you?
Tell me why. I
know why, because 4 years ago, they invited me to come over there and teach them about entrepreneurship. Obviously, I did a heck of a job.
This has been a brilliant job.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Zoltan. Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, Zoltan talked about 40 years in the future. I want to ask him, is there a conflict? The thing we were just talking about, the liberty thing, the freedom, the responsibility, the individualism, is there going to be a conflict over the next 40 years between politicians and the marketplace for that control? And I want to ask him about that. This Tin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.